Welcome to a Holy Mess podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so grateful you're here. You know, in the month of March, I sent out a daily email to my email list, which if you're not on my email list, I'd love to invite you on. There's a link in the show notes so you can click through and just fill out your name and your email, and I'll send you periodic emails once or twice a week just with some encouragement or info about the podcast, that sort of thing. So, but in the month of March, I sent out a daily email with a quote, just an encouraging quote. It was one or two lines, just something inspiring to help people. And I got great feedback. People loved it. So I'm actually going to keep that kind of going, not every day, but a couple days a week, I'm going to send encouraging quotes. Today's episode is actually based on one of the quotes that's actually going out tomorrow in tomorrow's email. I thought I would share on the podcast and then talk about it a little bit. And then I have a verse for you as well. But I just wanted to touch base and just say hello. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good little season here. We had spring break last week with the kids, which is usually always a circus, but it was great. My son actually ended up getting sick, so it ended up changed. That was not great. But what it did is it just kind of morphed our whole week, and we just ended up laying low, which we honestly probably all really needed the time at home. It was just a fun, really mellow week. When the kids were little, I would try to overplan and over jam-pack spring break, and then we'd all be exhausted and probably sick the next week because we were so exhausted from spring break. So it really was just a very restorative week. And we're getting ramped up for the next round of the Feel Better Journey, my program. And whenever I'm about to launch another program, I get very reflective. I get very prayerful, I guess you could say, more prayerful than normal. I think just because I want to always provide a great program and a great environment for our community and all of that sort of thing. But it's really been on my mind lately about our stories and how so many of us struggle to make peace with our stories, our actual life experience. There's things from our past that haunt us, right? That we wish were different, or we wish didn't happen, or we wish that we had chosen a different path in certain ways. And those thoughts, they can be exhausting. They imprison us. They make us weary and tired and all of that. And so I've been really thinking about how do we embrace this life as is and squeeze all the juice out of it, so to speak, and find all the as much joy and peace and relief that we can, all the while living in difficult circumstances or in situations that are really difficult for some of us, especially when we're carrying grief or just shame or just feeling that like dull, naggy unworthiness that some of us feel just deep in our bones. And we love Jesus, you know, all the things, but you know, life is complex, and it's one of the reasons why we created this Feel Better Journey program is because we really want to help people step more into enjoying life, no matter what the circumstances are. And I know if you're in a really hard or very like awful situation, it can be really hard to even think about enjoying life. But most of us, we go through seasons of hardness, but then we just have this level of just intensity, and life just feels hard and maybe some disappointing places and some regret from the past and anxiety about the future and kind of confusion about what to even do now in certain situations. And so anyways, if that's kind of where you're at, I would love for you to jump on the wait list. Doors are opening soon. The wait list will be invited next week to sign up before we open it up live on the podcast and all of that. But would just love to journey with you for 8 weeks. It's Danny Unplugged. I just really share my life and my heart and my story and just how I have, by the grace of God, created a life that's enjoyable, right? And I don't have a magic wand. I didn't change my history. My history is still the same, right? I don't have a magic wand. I can't change your history. But what we can do is we can learn to somewhat rewrite our stories, right? I was talking with a friend today and I was sharing a part of my story that I hadn't shared in a while with somebody, right? And as I was sharing it, I was reflecting it. Wow, there really are different angles and different ways to look at different parts of our story. And when we're struggling, we just see one lens. We just see it through one lens. And usually it's through the lens of pain or victimhood, or if we're the villain, if we're the bad guy, right? And so what we do in the Feel Better journey is we unpack it. Man, there's so many tools and strategies that I've used over the years that I've tried. There's a ton that I tried that didn't work, and there's a ton that I tried that did work. And so that's what we do, is we unpack and we practice rewriting our story and coming at our life through a different lens, a healthier lens, a more empowered lens, no matter how disempowering parts of our lives were, no matter where we were victimized, or no matter where we, you know, blew it and were the villain, so to speak. And so that's what the Feel Better journey is all about. It's a fun time. We laugh a lot. I mean, I can't not laugh. Like, laughter is really some of the best medicine. And so we laugh a lot and we just process. And so if you're interested, jump on the wait list. You can jump to the link in the show notes to find out more. There's a webpage all about it, but I'd love to journey with you. You guys are my people. This community, you guys are why I do this work. And I get really excited about another round of the Feel Better journey. It's holy, holy ground. And so as we dive into today's episode, it's going to be short and sweet, but I wanted to talk about this one quote, and I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to read a verse to you too, that I believe goes with this quote. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Say that three times fast. Okay, that wasn't funny. But anyways, okay, here's the quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And I believe this goes with the verse Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you guys, so many of us, we get distracted and we're always looking for, I know I did for years, sometimes I still do, is we look for solutions to our internal problems, our internal angst. We look for external solutions. It's one of the reasons why I drank for so long. It's one of the reasons why I had a shopping addiction and needed to travel and all the things, right? Is because I was looking for some external thing to take care of what was going on inside of me, the ache or the regret or disappointment, all the things, right? We all do that in little and big ways. I still do it now. I'm certain of it, right? But the reality is, and how God has made us, is that we have everything we need inside of us. Now, listen, this is not woo. This is not like hocus pocus. We have the Holy Spirit who lives within us, and he knit us together. And you guys, I always think about how every one of you, every one of us, all of us as a community, every one of our worst days, we've always survived them, right? And maybe we didn't thrive through them. Maybe we got through them, you know, by the skin of our teeth or just by holding on to the edge of a mountainside by our fingernails, but we've gotten through it, right? And those lessons are hard earned. And you guys, that resilience, that wisdom, it lives within you. Our souls are very sticky. I believe that our souls remember not only the hard things that we go through, but also the good things and the resilience and the strength. And so I want to remind you that no matter what you're walking through, no matter what baggage you're carrying, and you might be weary, you might be exhausted, you might be tired, but it's just because it's been an exhausting long season. And maybe you're like, Danny, it's been an exhausting long life, and I get it, okay? Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I don't know exactly how exhausted you truly are and your soul really is. But I work with weary people every single day, and I know that there's a solution. Now, listen, I'm not saying there's a solution like abracadabra, we're no longer weary, we're no longer struggling, because some of us are carrying grief or loss that will never go away. And there's no quick fix for it. There's no just prayer to pray and all of a sudden we feel better, right? It's a process of realizing that we can hold both suffering and joy and peace and purpose together, right? It's not about, I have to get rid of my suffering. I have to get rid of my heartache for me to have joy, peace, love, and all of that. And I think that sometimes in Christian culture, we've been taught or we've been sold a lie that, like, if we're feeling anything but love, joy, peace, and, you know, fun, we're doing it wrong. And you guys, I just don't think that's true. I think that there's so much to grieve in this world. There is so much to grieve in our lives and disappointments, and there's so much to process. And frankly, I don't think many of us were taught very well how to process through loss you know, other than just bootstrap it, pull up your bootstraps, get over it. And that's no way to get through anything. And so, you know, I want to just tell you, I love you and I see you, and that if you're walking through hard times, it's okay to acknowledge it. It's okay to admit it. It's okay to continue to put one foot in front of the other. But I do want to remind you that you've gotten through every worst day of your life so far, and that you have everything you need within you. Now, listen, here's the key. It's unpacking it. It's realizing that it's there, and it's learning to listen to that intuition and the Holy Spirit and our souls again, because so many of us were muzzled and we forgot how to trust ourselves. We forgot how to even listen to our intuition. We forgot how to even listen to the Holy Spirit, right? Because some people in our lives told us, no, that's not right. Like, you should do this, when we knew in our heart or our gut that maybe some other decision was the right one. And so there's really good reasons why we struggle. And so one of the things that we do in the Feel Better journey is we unlearn our conditioning. We unlearn more than we learn, frankly. I mean, there's a ton of tools and all that in there, but what we're doing and what we're trying to do with our community is to help us all to be empowered, not in a woohoo way, but in a God-centered, Holy Spirit empowering way. And you guys, I know some of us were just exhausted. And if that's you today, I just want to just tell you, I love you, and just say, just keep going. Maybe take a nap, maybe take a break, maybe take a few days off if you can. Do some soul nurturing things that bless you. And maybe, you know, ask yourself, what did I like to do as a kid? This is something I like to ask my students all the time. What was something as a child that brought me joy? And maybe it was, you know, playing with Legos, or maybe it was playing with Play-Doh, or maybe it was drawing, or maybe it was reading, or maybe it was writing short stories. And so I want to encourage you to explore, could those be the same things that maybe bring you joy now, and that you could do for 30 minutes a day this week to kind of refresh your soul? Buy yourself a new journal or a new notepad or something in a creative way. And we're always talking about different ways to nurture these places in us that just need to have permission to breathe and to have fun and to laugh and just enjoy life. And it might sound childish, but you know what? Who cares? Like, it's, who cares if it's childish? I think it's the most nurturing thing we can do is to do something nurturing for our souls. And so, like I said, that Romans 15, 13 verse, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And just remember, the Holy Spirit lives within you, and God has given you intuition. And that doesn't mean we're always going to get it right. But as you nurture that relationship with yourself, and that might sound foreign to some of us who really struggle with or just are so frustrated with ourselves, but to really have a nurturing relationship with ourselves can be one of the most empowering things that we can do. And it can really help you build confidence and comfort so you can do your role here on this planet, right? You wouldn't still be here if God didn't have more for you to do. And so just want to encourage you today. And I want to repeat that quote again by Ralph Emerson. He said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And so many times in my life, I found myself so obsessing over the past, things that I couldn't change, or the future, things that had not even happened yet. It was like imaginary. And I was stuck in regret, or I was stuck in anxiety. And I think that's part of the human experience. But I do also think part of the human experience is to fight to be in this moment and to really try to be reminded that you have everything you need within you. And you may need help unpacking it and being able to trust yourself again and find your voice and all of that. And that's a whole other conversation. But everything that you need really, truly is within you. And so I want to say a quick prayer for you. And I just want to just thank you for being here. This is another video podcast. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm so grateful that you are here. And if you're one of our audio listeners, again, I'm so grateful for your faithfulness the last couple of years with the podcast. We're just so grateful. So again, if you want to join my email list, there's a link in the show notes. Please do. And I'd love to become pen pals, email buddies with you. And if you do want to look further into the Feel Better Journey program that's launching soon, there's a link in the show notes and you can sign up for the waitlist so you can be one of the first to sign up when doors open very soon. We're very excited about the next round. So let me say a quick prayer for you. Lord, I just thank you for my friends. I don't know if I close my eyes on video with prayer? I don't know the rules. But I'll close my eyes because it feels right. Okay. So Lord, thank you for your Spirit that lives within us, that lives within my friend. Father, I pray that you would bless them, that you'd fill them, Father, that you'd remind them of the amazing human being that you have made them to be, God. And thank you that all the heartache and all the pain, that you won't waste any of it, God, that you're doing things behind the scenes that we can't even fathom or imagine at this point in life, God. But I pray, Lord, that you'd protect them, watch over them, and use them for your glory. And so, Lord, thank you for Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote about that our past and that the anxiety of our future is nothing compared to what actually lies within us. And that's your Holy Spirit, and it's the human being that you've created my friend to be. And so, Lord, thank you for your grace and your love. Bless my friend on this beautiful day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right. So grateful you're here. God bless you. See you next time.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.